two kids, summer isn't just time off. It's time spent building confidence and curiosity. But when school meals pause, millions of kids lose access to the food they count on during the school year. As a neighbor-led network, Feeding America is deeply rooted in every community, ensuring summer meals continue nourishing growth and potential. Your support puts healthy food within reach, fueling the future for kids and their families. Give now at feedingamerica.org/summerhunger.
Good morning.
Wake up.
You're on iMornings.
With Cooper and Duna.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
How's it going? Welcome along to the podcast. It's a brand new week, Una.
Brand new week.
And it's also, it has changed. There's something that's new here. Not only are you standing, because there's no seat over there in our lovely stand-up studio.
Yeah, not too happy about that.
But there's loads of people who are going to be so happy, and I think listenership is going to increase for our podcast.
Fingers crossed, don't jinx us.
Because you have stopped chewing on that damn boiled sweet that you chewed on for the entire week last week.
You know, Mike, I really felt I was kind of missing something this morning. I was like, where's my mojo? And I think it's because I didn't have my boiled sweets. I think I need to invest in a packet of boiled sweets every week. Vanilla. I know it's custard and rhubarb.
I thought you were calling me names, vanilla.
If you were a boiled sweet, what would you be? You'd definitely be vanilla.
I used to love the kind of cinnamon ones.
Cinnamon? Oh, the cloves.
Yeah.
They're decent. No, these are good. They're lovely and sweet and they last for ages. And they give you a good kick, a good G up. A lot of sugar in them. Know what I mean?
I know. And it's so funny. It's like, we know what you're thinking when you have a boiled sweet because you're making the noises of it. But what if you had a chip in your head and you didn't even need to open that gob of yours?
What?
Do you remember we spoke about that this morning? The chip in the head about the thoughts.
Yeah, sorry. I thought I was like, is he talking about an actual chip? What is he on about? Oh, the actual chip in my head so you could read my thoughts from this chip. But you can read my thoughts anyway because I wear my heart in my sleeve, my facial expressions.
Yeah.
I do not have poker face.
No.
I'm just like,
you're
huh?
the worst poker player ever.
I know.
I want to bring you some science to you, Una.
Yo, love a bit of science.
So they reckon that scientists that can detect inner speech, basically your thoughts, with 74% accuracy. Basically, it's a chip that goes into your head and is able to then be connected to a computer and we can hear your thoughts then.
Ooh.
It's pretty impressive. And they reckon that it can be used for, lie detection or anything like that. But, like, I know there is some people who reckon that it could be used for sinister reasons, you know, a bit like, future telling if a crime is going to be committed. I suppose that's not really sinister, is it?
How does it work?
Well, it works where a chip is put into your brain. So if we just say we put a chip into your brain and then we're able to actually hear your thoughts come out over the airwaves. And then what happens is we can then we can tell what you're actually saying. It's like, hang on a second. Sorry. Una.
What? That's how it works.
That's how it works. Have you had one implanted?
You're on iMornings
with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
Chip in the old head, we definitely know what you'd be thinking all the time. We know what you're thinking all the time because you've got that kind of dirty mind, especially when we do our survey says, because we always know that you go down the route of sex.
Hey, that is not true. I just say what everyone else is thinking.
No.
I got the Leroy to say what everyone else is thinking.
I got the Leroy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you always turn around to me and you're just like, go on, get my music ready.
It's just, yeah. Oh, I love this music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever even seen Magic Mike?
I have seen Magic Mike many times.
All right. What was our survey saying this morning?
Hi, Radio. Survey says.
What does a survey say this morning, Donal Skelly?
Survey says, according to a new study, if you're average, you do this 3 times a week. What is it? This is if you're average.
If you're average, maybe treat yourself to a takeout coffee.
Oh, yeah, you got a bit of the money there, yeah.
Because they are the price of a mortgage these days.
Yeah, coffee culture, it's a thing.
Yeah, they keep going up and up. Yeah, it's not the answer. It's a good guess, though. That is a trick.
Here was me with the celebration music ready to go, and I'll just take my finger away from that button.
$3.50 for a coffee.
Oh, that's not bad.
Where are you getting cheap coffee from?
Are you serious?
It's about $5.50 in Tullamore for a nice.
Oh, that's fancy coffee.
But it's not. You're not even heating the water up. You're just putting ice and water in it.
Oh, an iced coffee. That's even more expensive.
Yeah, but they're about the same if they're hot.
Yeah.
I am partial to an iced coffee now.
Oh, yeah.
$5.50. Okay, so if it's, can I hear it again, please?
Yes. According to a new study, if you're average, you do this 3 times a week. Oh.
If you're average.
Ah, yeah.
What if you're above average?
You do it nightly, if not twice. A day,
okay,
you know.
Calm down there. Calm down there, Donald.
Dancing if you feel like it. You know, you do whatever.
I dance every day. Morning, noon, and night. Hey, I don't care if I'm doing it in a room with everyone looking at me. I'll still dance the same way.
It's not.
Can I change my answer?
Dancing. Of course you can. Do it. Yeah. Listen, it's a woman's prerogative.
It is a woman's prerogative.
thanks for a woman explaining that to me.
is it falling off the wagon, like the biscuit wagon, like, you know?
Oh, you say
no biscuits this week, and then 3 times a week you end up finishing the whole package.
Yeah, by Monday you say this, and then on Tuesday evening you go, but they look inviting.
Yeah. You know, I can't get me a head around where a bar chop that's like 350 or something like that, yeah?
Yeah, and they're smaller than ever.
And then you've a pack of biscuits that you buy in one of the lovely German shops, yeah? And it's like 50 cent.
I know.
To do a week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, that is true, to be fair, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why builders buy biscuits.
That's why builders buy biscuits.
Yeah. Their heads are screwed on.
Builders are doing well at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't had one around my house for a long time because you can't get one!
Radio Survey Says with Kevin Egan Cars.
What does the survey say this morning, Donald Scally?
This morning it says, according to a new study, if you average, you do this 3 times a week. What is it?
What are you saying, Lynn?
Morning, Lynn here. Is it something a bit obscure because it's Donald? Like, tell your partner that if he doesn't like the way things are done, he can do it himself.
Oh, yeah! Power sister! Yeah. Yes!
It's a good guess. Shots are fired. It's not the answer, I'm afraid, Lynn.
All right.
Probably something like dropping your phone or something. Because I guess everybody does drop their phone probably on average 3 times a week.
Who's dropping their phone 3 times a week?
Oh, yeah, I am way more. I dropped it over the weekend and I was sitting on a beautician's...
Did you get paid at a beautician's?
What? Just getting my eyebrows done. They have to be done, like...
And when did they...
I'm going around with a unibrow. Cheeky. Anyway, I dropped my phone and it landed on the tile floor and big crack down my phone now.
So you drop it more than 3 times?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're above average then, because that is the answer.
In everything in my life.
The answer is, on average, you do drop your phone 3 times a week. Yeah, yeah.
Stop dropping your phone, Chihuna. Yeah.
Well, I went and I splashed out for a case.
Oh, that's good.
That's like getting a burglar alarm after you've been broken into.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
We got a brand new game. We're loving this. Rhyme it.
Yeah. So much fun. It's the crack, like. Go on, hit me with one. Go on. I want to play a game of Rhyme It. Oh, you're ill prepared, Stephen. You are ill prepared.
I'm not ill prepared.
Where's your planning? Where's your forward planning? Think of a question.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. every answer has to rhyme with xylophone, all right?
I'll say, here's one. Paid in the hole.
Rhyme It is fun. You can win bizarre prizes. Basically, the contents of Una's drawers. And we mean her office drawers.
Oh, God. Such a looter, like, seriously. Stephen!
What?
Stop burping!
Rhyme it, just a little bit, no, all of it!
Our first day of playing Rhyme It this morning, and it's Lynn playing. Hi, Lynn!
Hi, Lynn!
Not too bad, how are you?
Really good, thanks very much. Are you ready to play Rhyme It? Because you could be winning the mystery bag, which could have anything from purple snacks to plasters to tickets for concerts in there and some iRadio goodies. And it's all whatever's in Una's draw, yeah?
Oh, fabulous.
Okay, here's the rules. We're going to give you a word, and every question you answer, with every question we get, has to rhyme with that word. You'll be given 30 seconds to answer as many as you can, and the highest score at the end of the week will be our winner, all right?
Okay.
You ready, Lynn?
We'll give it a go.
Okay, so today's word to rhyme with is cat, okay?
Cat, okay.
C-A-T.
Yep.
So... every answer you give me has to rhyme with cat.
Okay,
all right.
Your 30 seconds start now.
Okay. You can live in one of these.
Live in one of them.
Rhymes with cat. These animals see with sound.
Sorry?
These animals see with sound.
Bat.
Something you wipe your feet on.
Mask.
A quick conversation.
Chat.
A big belly makes you look.
Fat.
St. Patrick was known to his friends as.
St. Pat.
You with a baseball with a.
Time's up.
Fat.
Time is up. You passed on the first one. What was the first question, Una?
Flat.
Ah, so you live in one flat. Of these, a flat.
Yep.
Ah, pipped at the first post there, the first hurdle. You got five, which is a good starting point, I suppose. For
it's
the
decent, Lynn. It is decent.
Thank you. Yeah, not too bad.
Pretty good. So if nobody beats your score, you will win iRadio's mystery bag, and you never know what could be in there. Tickets, purple snacks, maybe one of the kids' toys. Who knows? We don't know. All right. Thanks very much, Lynn. Have an amazing day.
You're on iMornings.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
Auntie Una, we've moved it now to a Monday, and today's. It was a bit serious.
Was it a bit serious? So Evan got in touch with us and he was kind of giving out about his missus because she was getting a lot of lip fillers and a lot of Botox, and he's like, alright, calm down, but how do I say it to her that he thinks she's getting too much? So, that, you know, definitely divided the country. A lot of people were like, Evan, butt out, it's her choice. And then other people were like, yeah, they totally get it. Maybe he's worried about her. So it kind of got deep.
Have you ever been tempted to get any fillers or Botox?
Yeah, if I had money, I'd be straight in, no kissing.
What would you get?
I don't know. I'd get.
I don't think you need anything.
Well, obviously, but no. If I was, I know I would get stuff in my forehead, I suppose, and I wouldn't get anything in your under your eyes because apparently that's dangerous, and it looks like it. At the end result, isn't great. What else would I do?
What's that show? There's a show on TV where people. I can't remember the influencer's name, and she basically goes and people get the entire works done, and they were showing people getting full body lipos, and it looks really sore.
I'd get the lipo.
It looks really sore, like when they, you know, it's a tube and it goes in and it just sucks and it
sucks all the fat out.
It's really vigorous looking.
Oh
though.
Man, I'd be like, yeah, here, take it out of me, go on.
But there was this guy that got it, and then he got a facelift as well. You know, the tuck and the thing and the pullback, and then they did like a 6 months later after a tough recovery, and he's on the beach. He looked amazing.
See? Yeah. Actually, if I was to get anything, no, forget the Botox. It would be the lipo.
The lipo.
Yeah.
Painful and expensive.
Yeah, but exactly. Yeah. If I, you know, had the money, I'd be like, gimme, gimme, gimme.
Well, you know what to do. Cash machine, Una.
Yeah.
You can't enter. No, all right. No. What was the advice that we got in about Auntie Una today?
Auntie Una time on a Monday.
On a Monday.
Very good. New time, new day for an Auntie Una. What is going on in people's lives this morning?
Okay, so this is spicy. This is from Evan. He says, how are you, Una? The missus keeps getting Botox and lip fillers. She's bringing duck face to a whole new level and I don't know how to tell her. Mad about her. We're together years, but I really think she should step away from the Frozen Face Club and the Duck Dynasty.
Oh my God.
How do I broach it with her without sounding like an ass? Well,
too late, Evan.
Already sounding like an ass, saying she's part of the Frozen Face Club Duck Dynasty. That's mean. She likes a bit of Lippy McStiffy. That's up to her.
Lippy McStiffy. There's a new word. I'm writing that version.
Yeah, it's her face, not yours.
Okay.
Like feminism is all about choice. And if she is choosing fillers, well, that's up to her. You're just going to have to get over yourself. You know what I mean? However, I suppose, if you want to say it to her, maybe you could, you know, tread softly and hit her up with a few jokes.
Like what?
ask her if her lips come with their own air code.
Okay.
You could say, you know, you've got more filler than a breakfast roll. Or maybe you could say you've Botoxed yourself into witness protection. I don't know. I'm only joking.
Always
do not
come
do
to
that.
Auntie Una for advice.
No, I'm joking. Okay. No, none of the above. So stop your whinge bagging, Evan. That's my advice. Have no whinging. No whinging allowed.
So has he said it to her at all? Or
he hasn't said it to her.
Okay, so maybe he's just concerned about that she's maybe thinking about how she looks all the time and that maybe he just needs to reassure her. But like if she wants to do it, I suppose it's her face as well.
It's her face, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get too deep on me now, man.
Me, sorry. Yeah. Pick her up and see if she stick to a window.
Hey!
Whoa, come on. All right. What advice would you give Evan? 087-1102-107.
You're terrible.
What should Evan do about his lipo-loving girlfriend? Auntie Una, brand new day, brand new time on a Monday. What are we saying this morning?
So Evan has been in touch and he's a little bit annoyed. Well, I don't know if he's annoyed, maybe upset. His girlfriend keeps getting Botox and lip fillers and he says she's bringing duck face to a whole new level and he doesn't know how to tell her and he wants to know how he can broach it with her without sounding like an ass.
Okay.
Essentially.
Niall is a nurse in Kildare. Good morning, Niall.
Hi, Niall.
Hi, good morning, guys. Great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. Are you on your way into work or are you finished for the day?
No, I tell you, yeah, I'm on the way in. So I do medication audits around the country, so I'm just heading up to Kilkenny at the minute.
Cool, excellent. Well, the line's pretty bad. What are you saying about this guy who's concerned about his girlfriend and what she's doing?
So I think that in a relationship, both people have a right to a say on the other person's appearance to an extent, you know, once it's not an asshole. But, like, it sounds like Evan fell in love with a girl for the way she looked because he thought she was beautiful, which is a lovely thing because love is all great to find. But if she is changing her physical appearance for self-conscious reasons, well, that's understandable. Everyone can be self-conscious. But if she's going too far beyond, Evan has a right to say, look, you're starting to not resemble the girl that I fell in love with. Can we have a talk about when is enough time to stop, you know?
Right.
Oh, that's controversial now, Niall. Because, I mean, appearances do change, like, as the years go on, you know. Men might get a bit lighter on top, you know. Women might have...
Why did you look at me?
I did say that, you know, like a female or, you know, another man might say to her partner, you know, I don't fully appreciate, you know, you've cut your beard off or you've let your beard grow or you've let your hair go long. Everyone does have a title to say about the other person to an extent, as long as it's not controlling. But if you're physically altering it on purpose, which sounds like what this lady is doing, you know, he's all right to say, look, if you're physically changing your appearance and you're starting to not represent the girl that I fell in love with, it's not that you can't change you're purposely doing this. I think we should talk about the fact when you should stop.
Okay.
Okay, now that's a good point. Thanks a million for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it. I really do love the show, guys.
Thanks very much. We love that you love the show and keep up the good work. All right, look after yourself.
Great chat, yeah.
087-110-2107. What do you reckon this guy should do? What's his name again?
Evan.
Evan's none too plus that his girlfriend's been getting Botox and we're looking to see what he should do about it. Or should he even do anything about it? Is it even his business?
Yeah, well, Orla and Newbert says, I don't know why people get so het up about Botox. I love Botox. It's my treat for me. If it makes her happy, then what's the problem? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't mind getting around the eyes so I don't have crow's feet and stuff. What?
Evan says, hey, my missus keeps getting Botox and lip fillers. She's bringing duck face to a whole new level and I don't know how to tell her. So Evie in Galway has been in touch. She said, Evan, filler fades, my man. Relationships don't if you handle them right. Worry about the things that actually matter. Okay, so I guess she's saying, listen...
That's romantic, poetic words there. Filler fades, but
filler fades, man. Love doesn't fade if you handle it right. So just, you know.
Okay, cool.
Good morning, guys. Just in regards to this old Botox story, I don't think it's the fact that, like, she's breaking the bank or anything like that, or he's on about, you know what I mean, he's hurting his wallet, or I think he's genuinely just worried for her. So maybe he should just come out straight out and say, look, I'm a little bit worried about it, you know, rather than making a big issue of it.
He's worried about her.
Yeah, okay. That's a fair point. Maybe he could just say it like that.
Worried about you.
Worried about
you. How much is it costing? Actually, I have no idea. How much?
I don't know.
How much do lip fillers cost? So if you go to a clinic instead of like ordering yours online and doing it yourself, how much does it actually cost?
Not a clue.
No clue.
No clue.
Mm-hmm.
No. My lips are just naturally.
I thought you might know.
I've never been. No.
087-110-2107. Anyone has ever done Una's lips?
Fia in Mayo says, I hate the filler culture. Women are all starting to look the same. And that's coming from a 26-year-old woman. I see my friends getting into debt to pay for all these procedures.
Ooh.
I'm like, take me as I am, and that is unapologetically hairy. Go on, Fia.
Unapologetically hairy.
Love it.
Love me and love my thin lips. That's the way I like to live my life.
Yeah, but listen, go get Botox if you want Botox. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Do what makes you happy.
All right, stay sad to you. Now, another one next Monday.
Miss the show? No biggie. We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
If there's an excuse for singing on the radio, Una, it's when we play a game and it is Truth
or Trash.
It's always fun. Have a listen.
Truth or trash.
It's a game where we bring facts. We've tried to think to do. So Donald's going to go first. Donald, have you got a fact to try and fool us with this morning?
I do, yes.
Okay.
My fact. Research has shown Ireland's favourite pizza topping is barbecue chicken.
Oh, that's a bad topping.
Barbecue chicken?
Yeah. Come on.
Is it, though?
I don't think
you have an opinion on this because you don't like flavours.
I love flavours. I don't think pizza or I don't think chicken should be on a pizza. It doesn't belong there.
Oh, that's controversial.
It's weird.
Ooh.
No, take it off. It's like having anchovy pizza.
Maybe not. I'd like the Texas take it off style pizza. I love chicken on pizza.
No. It's worse than pineapple on a pizza. I would prefer to have pineapple on a pizza than chicken on a pizza. Wow. And barbecue sauce on a pizza? What? No.
This is something that you've very strong feelings about. Like, I love anchovies on pizza.
Yeah. Oh, you're just...
And I'm going to make a barbecue pizza tonight. I didn't...
Pizza with notions.
Why is a pizza... Since when is a pizza, which is like 200 years old, notion-y?
Notion-y when you put anchovies on it.
How is it notion-y?
Anchovies?
Yeah.
Ooh, hairy salty, fishy things.
Yeah, they're lovely.
Yeah. My friend brought an anchovy salad to work the other day. I slagged the bum off her for days afterwards.
Who did anchovies?
My friend Anne. An anchovy salad.
Oh, not somebody in here.
No.
Notion.
No.
Okay.
I want that to be absolutely trash.
You lock that in?
Locking it in.
I'm saying true with this one. Locking in.
It is trash, but it's been constantly pepperoni throughout last year and this year as the top pizza.
Yes.
Yeah, pepperoni's the favourite in Ireland.
Surprised you like pepperoni.
I love pepperoni.
It's really flavoursome.
Pepperoni, salami.
Can't stand chicken, but pepperoni's fine.
Yeah, because it's... I am a purist when it comes to pizza. And chicken on a pizza...
All right.
That's just
don't put any basil on my pizza, whatever you do.
I hate basil on
pizza.
There you go. Yeah, it's disgusting. It ruins the pizza.
Hey, what are you doing with all that green food? Get it away from me. All right, do you want my fact?
Yeah.
Okay, my fact this morning comes in the form of space. All right?
Ooh.
The final frontier.
I was going to say that.
Uranus. is the only planet that spins anti-clockwise.
Uranus?
Yeah. So Uranus swivels anti-clockwise.
Uranus turns the wrong way.
Yeah.
Uranus turns the wrong way?
Yeah. And there's reasons for it. Anyway.
I'm going to say that's true. I have no...
Yeah, I don't know why it would be true, but I think I've heard something. Go on, yeah.
You lock it in?
Lock it in.
No, it's trash. actually, technically, no planets spin clockwise. They spin, what is it called again?
Counterclockwise.
They
anti-clockwise.
Oh my God.
Up and down. Side to side.
Yeah, they wobble. They wobble. But actually, Uranus is actually the only planet that spins on its side.
Oh.
Yeah,
right,
it's at 98 degrees. Wait for it.
What? No. That's a really interesting fact.
I was just
to bring us facts about Uranus, huh?
There she goes. She's a bit too all the air coming over now. All right. Una, it's your turn with your amazing fact.
Yeah, so... Okay.
Now, there hasn't been an animal fact today, so I'm relying on you.
No, it's not an animal fact. Leave that to Dodal. So, Garen Noon played at Croke Park with Robbie Williams at the weekend. Like, just... You were there. Amazing. Yep. Goosebumps, just incredible.
Yeah,
true.
And they even played the night before my party piece, The Bog Down in the Valley.
They did?
Yeah, which was incredible. But after the gig, right, Garen brought Robbie to his favourite chipper in Kimmage, right?
Yeah.
Kimmage in Dublin.
Yeah.
And Robbie had a 4-in-1. He had a battered sausage and he had a portion of onion rings with stuffing and coleslaw, which is a bold choice, but I'm here for it. And after he finished it, Robbie said, That was delicious. And that was a nod to Garen, who was Mr. Delicious, because he says, follow me, I'm delicious. So, yeah.
I don't
know. That's my fact. I don't know what Garen had. I just know what Robbie had.
So Robbie had a 4-in-1. What's a 4-in-1 again?
A 4-in-1. It's like chicken and...
Well, you just said sausage, coleslaw and something else.
No, he had a 4-in-1 and a battered sausage and a portion of onion rings with stuffing and coleslaw. And I said that was a bold choice, but I'm here for it.
And he keeps that physique with...
Yeah. Well, he's on his holidays, Donal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's on his holidays, you know.
Yeah, I'm saying absolute BS with this one because, like, he is in incredible shape and he's not on his holidays.
Oh, my God. He's on his holidays. He's working, but he's finished his show.
He's not on his holidays. He hasn't seen his family in 8 weeks. He's not on his holidays and he's been working.
He's working,
on tour.
And he just said, right.
Working out.
Yeah, he's going to let his hair down and go and get himself some nice, have a nice munch.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, what? No, you're calling BS on it.
Oh, 100%
BS. Well, you're all right.
Of course we are.
Yeah. I just like the image of the two lads going for a nice chipper together afterwards, and you know.
Yeah.
And I was thinking if Robbie would have something, but I could picture him having an onion ring and some stuff and coleslaw.
Would it be from one of the burger vans outside Croker?
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
So from an actual establishment.
An establishment that's been there since 1960.
Garen's favourite chipper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Garen's never been to Kimmage either. I know that for a fact.
How do you know?
Because I know.
Anyway, who wants to try onion rings with stuffing and coleslaw? I would love to be on for that.
Stuffing?
Yeah.
What kind
I
of...
I love chips and stuffing. Is that not a thing?
No, that's not a thing.
It is a thing. What? Chips and stuffing. All right. It's huge.
Never heard of that.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, what do you mean it's huge?
It's, well, in Listowel in County Kerry, where I'm from, chips and stuffing. After a night out, you'd go in for chips and stuffing.
Jumbo, we've run out of food. I'll give them chips and stuffing. They'd be like,
it's so delicious. Don't knock it till you try it.
I'm not going to try it. 087-110-207. Have you ever had chips and stuffing? Una just briefly mentioned the type of food that she was dragged up on. What was it? Chips and...
dragged up on. Absolute cheek.
Because I knew you weren't listening to me. You were like zoned out.
It's a staple. It's a delicacy.
No, it's not.
Chips and stuffing, so good in a snack box.
Oh, just one big soggy cardboard box.
Oh my God, it's delicious. So good.
I don't believe you.
Try it, man.
No.
Try it.
So, chips, stuffing and gravy.
Yeah, you can have gravy.
Or curry sauce or coleslaw.
Yes. Chips, stuffing and coleslaw. Savage.
Una nearly died from the thought of having that right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone's had this.
Bit of chips, bit of stuffing, bit of pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it.
Oh my God.
Savage. Yeah.
I feel my arteries tightening up as
bit
I listen
chips,
to that.
Bit of stuffing. Yeah.
Bit of chips, bit of stuffing, bit of pepper sauce.
And what else?
Cheese.
A heart attack.
You could remix that into a song. Bit of chips, bit of stuffing, bit of chips, bit of stuffing.
Bit of chips, bit of stuffing, bit of pepper sauce.
Yeah, I tell you.
Okay, there's something for me to do for the rest of the week. No, I think you and him are the only two people who've ever had
missed the show.
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
So that's Truth or Trash, which I love because even when we came off air and you started laughing, I'm like, what are you laughing? He goes, Uranus. Sorry. While we were just getting ready for this, while we were listening to Truth or Trash, you had a little thought in your head.
Okay, I wasn't prepared. I didn't know we were going to be talking about this
Preparation
now.
Preparation is key.
But it's just a thought that came to me. I was sitting on the toilet and I don't know what happened, but I just, the Romans came into my head. And I remembered from my history that the Romans used to have these rooms called vomitariums. So they'd have all these mad parties, like, you know, kind of like the bunga bunga parties, I'm guessing.
What's a bunga bunga party?
Where there's a bit of a... How's your father? Loads of food and all the rest of it. So
food and sex.
Food and sex. Yeah. But then when they'd be so stuffed and full from all the food they'd have, they'd go into the vomitarium and they'd stick like a feather back their throat and they'd vomit so they could go in and have more food. Like, that is taking greed and gluttony to a whole new level. Like, how do they even think of that? And who cleaned up all the vomit with the vomitariums?
Next week on Inside Una's Mind.
Horrible histories.
Vomitariums.
The vomitariums. Never heard of it. Interesting. Yeah. I suppose they knew how to party. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we moved on to talk about Una's children who were stealing each other's underwear.
So what happened in your house over the weekend? Was it always chaos in your gaff?
It's pandemonium. So I have 2 4-year-old twins.
They're four already.
Where
did those years go to?
And they share a room. And they share a chest of drawers for their clothes and underwear, etc.
Yeah.
So at the weekend, I bought Sadie new Nickies, we called them in our house. And because she was there and she was in the shop with me. And we come home anyway, and Jamie sees these Nickies and he was like, "Where's my Nickies, Mom?" And I think he was a bit put out that Sadie had the new Nickies and he didn't.
Yeah.
So that was fine. I said, "Look, I'll get you underpants next week," whatever. About an hour later, Sadie comes screaming into the kitchen, tears streaming down her face, absolutely inconsolable. And eventually she managed to tell me that Jamie is going around the house wearing her new Nickies. The rainbow ones.
Go on, Jamie.
So Jamie comes into the kitchen wearing an Ireland jersey and the rainbow Knickers, and he's roaring laughing. And I'm like, "Jamie, give Sadie back her Nickies." And he said, "No way." And he runs outside. So next thing, Sadie's out the door after him, chasing him around the garden, and she's screaming, crying, and he's laughing. And a few minutes later, like, Sadie's going berserk. She's like a feral fishwife. And she comes into the house and she's like, "Jamie's going in the bowl chair. There's no treats for him for a week. There's no football cards, nothing." And Jamie comes in behind her, minus the rainbow Nickies. And I'm like, "What's going on? Where are they? Did you give them back to her or whatever?" And he's like, "Sorry, Mom. I done a whittle in the rainbow Nickies." So she was going crazy. Yeah, it was actually very funny.
They're soiled. Oh my God, the trauma! And for somebody who's four, that's gonna be one of those everlasting moments for the rest of their life.
But he can really wind her up. I'd say he did it on purpose.
100%.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
legend.
Yeah,
go on. I think most of us would have tormented our brothers and sisters growing up. My sister's home from the States, and it's always brought up the time that I wrapped the two of them up in duvets, my sisters, and then sat in them because they couldn't move them.
Oh God!
I was a little
brother.
You
probably farted on them as well, knowing you.
Probably, yeah. But like they were always dressing me up. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, fun.
Yeah, no.
I shaved my brother's legs. I made him drink cod liver oil as well.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You were just a bad sister.
I used to sing at him to annoy him.
Dad was...
I used to follow him around rooms singing at him.
Yeah. I remember you telling me what song you sang and I don't want to hear it again.
One.
And your microphone is off. So 087 1102 107.
Singing like that just to really
What did you do to annoy your siblings? Brothers and sisters, what did you do to annoy them? 087 1102 107. All right. It is absolute pandemonium in Una's house. What is happening?
So the twins were fighting over a pair of knickers the other day.
As you do.
Yeah, so Jamie took them off Sadie, her new rainbow knickers, and put them on just to annoy her.
And then he weed on them out
of the drawer. Then he weed on them. So there was absolute pandemonium.
So Una shaved her brother's legs.
I did.
I used to roll my sisters up in a duvet and sit in them.
That's a torture.
Yeah.
A torture method.
They dressed me up and put makeup on me and did my hair. Stressing me out as a young fella. Messages on 087 1102 107.
I made one of my younger brothers wear my Deb's shoes around the house for about a week before the Deb's.
Why?
So that he could stretch them so they'd be comfortable for me for the night, because the only size that was left was half a size too small for me, and he stretched them out for me.
But that is pretty sound of your brother.
Really,
yeah.
Nice of your brother.
Unless you forced him to do it. He's in bed and you're like wedging these shoes on. He's like, "Leave me alone!"
Jack in Selbridge says, "I put toothpaste in my older sister's eyes when she was asleep."
Oh my God!
I got in so much trouble for that one, Jack.
My eyes are stinging just thinking about that. Please don't put toothpaste in your eyes.
Morning, Cooper and Una.
Morning.
The one thing that I remember from my childhood that I used to wind up my sister is I'd be in bed, she might be in another part of the house where she wasn't near Mum and Dad, and I'd scream that she was in my room annoying me and I couldn't go to sleep. So she'd get in trouble because Mum and Dad would think she was. But she also told at me that I was the postman's daughter.
Why?
Because I'm ginger and my rest of my family are brunettes, so.
My sisters used to tell me I was adopted as well.
I think each sibling has done that.
I think so.
They're all, so Tara in Roscommon, I do love this one. I cut my younger sister's hair off when I was a child. She had these beautiful blonde tressels and I was jealous, lol. Maybe I was deranged. Haha.
Maybe.
Tara in Roscommon.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
How are you?
How are you?
So did you have fun today?
Yes, I had loads of fun. Can we play the pony music? Just like, yeah.
Yeah. Actually,
I think we should play the pony music on every podcast. Ooh.
We don't own the rights to it. You were talking about the vomitarium earlier on.
I was.
Which kind of got me thinking because you were talking about Roman orgies.
Yeah.
There's a new season of Peacemaker out with John Cena. And he plays like a kind of an anti-hero type thing. He's like a superhero and you're not
superhero
into
orgies.
Yeah. Well, basically, it's episode one of season two. He's in his house and he's going through some stuff. And I thought what was happening was it was like a hallucination. But it was actually happening. There was like about 50 people in his house. They were all naked. And it was just this massive orgy in his house. And I'm like, I did not expect this in episode one of Peacemaker.
Well, look at you living your best life. You're like, woohoo!
Hit subscribe because you never know what type of thoughts Una might have. It might be more...
Next week, Irish orgies. Huh?
Is this an insight? Right. Download, tell a friend.